The American dream has become a nightmare. Signs of the time are on cardboard, on corners in town. Like a cancer that's silently spreading, there's an unspoken fear. We're on our way down. We must take America back. Main Street to Wall Street, cities and states, Washington, D.C. Before it's too late, there's not long. We need leaders who lead us, not stick us and bleed us, then ransom our future and our children's, that's wrong. We must take America back as liberty weeps, our forefathers spin in their graves. Pray God will bless some way out of this mess. We must take America back.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. This is the National Intel Report. Let me find my voice here. It is Monday, folks, 22 March 2021. Steve Elkins on the line with us. Hello, Steve. How are you?
Hello, John.
Well, the COVID stress goes on.
Yes, it does.
I literally, minutes before the broadcast today, picking up a... And don't make any crack about burgers here. It was Freddy's. And I'm the only guy in the restaurant. There's a sign on the door that says, we strongly recommend mask use. It didn't say you had to. They're starting to modify their stance here in Texas. At any rate, walk into this place. There's nobody else in the joint at all. Manager behind the counter takes my order. I walk over. I'm standing there with a receipt. And this kid that's running a fry machine turns, looks at me and goes, yeah? And I said, yeah. He said, what do you want? And I had a ticket in my hand. This is what people do day in and day out. They've got their ticket. They go to the takeout for the takeout. So he decides that he's going to, and I thought, well, I better lighten this thing up. Otherwise, he's going to spit in my sandwich. And I reached on the counter, and it's like a little cubicle that they've got napkins and ketchup, and there was a napkin sticking up, and I grabbed it. And he looked at me, and he says, you're not supposed to do that. That's behind barricades for a reason. And I looked at him, and I thought, okay, John, try to make the best out of this. So I quipped. Wasn't overly sarcastic. It wasn't mean-spirited. I did not have a tone in my voice. And I just simply said, wow. I said, I've never met a COVID cop before. Congratulations, you're my first one. And then he started in. And the manager is somewhere in the store. I don't see him, but this kid is unrelenting. You know, tattooed up, scruffy looking, got a bad attitude. And I'm like, really? And I just looked at him. I said, enough. And he looked at me and said, don't tell me when enough is enough. And then we got into it. It got so bad, Steve, that I yelled, and I'm at the top of my voice by this time. And I looked at him and I said, I'm going to come over that counter. Have you ever had your face stuffed in the fry machine before? And it got a little ugly and it escalated rather quickly.
Yeah.
But the manager walked around the corner, big portly Mexican dude, and he looks at me, and he apologizes. And he says, I heard this. He said, I'm sorry. Corporate will be, management will be notified. And I felt sorry for the guy because getting people into fast food restaurants to work and to keep them, I understand. I looked at him and winked, and I said, yeah, trying to corral these people is like trying to herd cats. He had a knowing look on his face. But, Steve, I mean, really?
Yeah. You know, it's some of these people, John, they'll bait you into doing something so they can sue you. You got to be very careful on these kids. They'll bait you. They'll push your buttons. They'll want you to get aggressive, and then they'll call police and they'll say assault and battery.
They'll
sue you.
No, probably
that's what he was looking at.
No. I already circumvented that. I looked at him and I says, "Is this the way corporate instructs you people to work? Should we call corporate?" I already got a jump on him. And I don't know if this would have went on very much longer, Steve. This is how much patience after a year I have with any of this crap. This kid almost ended up looking like something that was attacked by a space alien on X-Files.
Yeah.
You know?
I've been lucky lately. I have not had any issues. I've had people... My confrontations were months and months ago, early on, when I would not wear the mask. For some reason, they walk around me. They hold their breath as they run by me, but nobody's got the guts to say anything to me. I've been lucky lately.
Enough of this insanity. I mean, literally enough of this.
Well, you heard what's going on in Oregon, right? You heard about the Oregon story about the masks forever to wear a mask forever. And, nobody's really coming at this. They want you to wear a mask forever using this fear. And the fear is wearing off, by the way, because I did a little count on Sunday. I went out shopping to Wally World, which I hate. But we noticed that probably 90% now. It was 95 the week before, 95 week before that. We lost another 5%. So 90% of people are wearing a mask. So we made a gain of 5% are waking up to the scam. I'm hoping we could do this every week, 5%. Not hold my breath on it, but 5%.
How much, you know, here, I know that the left has been working on Oregon, gosh, for years and years and years. Isn't this the state, I forget the city, that's got literally a statue of Joe Stalin?
Not sure of that. I can tell you that a lot of whacked out people, tree huggers, live there. It's a beautiful place to go, by the way. The coastline is beautiful in Oregon.
Yeah.
But there are a lot of tree huggers, a lot of whacked out people who love their weed. And that's why they go there, and the freedom and the loving, you know, the freedom circle, the love circle, the love fest. A lot of people in Oregon. That's kind of, at least on the coast.
Have they run the good people out of Oregon? How on God's green earth do you have a state that makes that kind of declaration, and butts and elbows aren't flying and lawsuits being written? I don't get it.
I don't either. It's insane. The insanity continues. I mean, people, come on. You know, that old game of Simon says, Fauci says, Fauci says this, Fauci says this. You know, the first thing I've always noticed, and I've always said, that you recognize the fraud when somebody can't stick to the story. They continue to change the narrative. And there's nobody who's changed the narrative more on COVID than Anthony Fauci. Now, masks don't work. It's a waste of time. They don't protect you. Oh, now they do work. Now wear two. Now do this. Now do this. That's not the sign of an expert. It's somebody who changes and changes and changes. That's not an expert at all.
Well, I don't know. The administrative state is... people have to start really pushing back against this. Because policy, people make, and Steve, and these, what I've found is very few medical people, doctors, are manning these quote-unquote positions of health czar, or whatever you want to call them, in any given city or state or county. Very, very few of them really have, and if they are doctors, they're kind of paperwork doctors, if you know what I mean. Piled high in deeps and whatever else, but they're not out there treating people. They just aren't.
Yeah.
And these people are, and the state of the blue states. Gee, why is that, Steve? They keep going to these people that don't know their golf balls from a hole in the ground. And they're advising, and the states, without legislature involvement, you know, let's understand something. Even in an administrative state, they say it's the law. There is no law. Law has to be created by the legislature.
That's right.
The legislature's not dumb enough to fall for this because now they're culpable politically and otherwise.
This is a strong suggestion is all it is. As a matter of fact, I don't know if you noticed, I watched a little bit of Fox. I was inside today most of the day because it rained outside. But I did notice that Fox has a new talking head medical personnel, their commentator, and by the name of Marty McFly McCary. And I counted the number of lies this guy is carrying. Talking about in Florida, the high incident rate now with cases. Of course, we've talked about cases, true cases, and simply false positives. And you're not a case until you actually need hospitalization or some treatment. But he was talking about what's going on in Miami. Of course, this is spring break week here in Florida. We're encouraging people to come down and have a great time. And he's talking about how young people are infectious. They're going to be spreading this thing. It's going to get worse and worse. Of course, we saw Miami had some riots yesterday. And it was not, I sent you this text over, it's not college kids in spring break going crazy in Miami. This is nothing more than a false flag. This is Antifa, what you saw on January 6th at the D.C. Capitol there, down there in Miami, stirring up trouble and blaming college kids. They're getting back at Rick DeSantis for not abiding by Biden's rules, and probably because he would not refer to Biden as president, and probably because he told Biden to F off. This is a little payback to the state of Florida right now. So don't buy this narrative that the college students come down here and they're getting crazy in Miami. That's total bunk. This is another false flag attack in Miami carried out by Antifa.
I have a suggestion to the problem. Buy a lot of wooden crates, wait for a good northerly wind, pack the Antifa clowns in it, and drift them off to Cuba, where I'm sure they'll be more happy than being in Florida.
There you go.
God Almighty, Steve. I'm getting agitated over the stupidity and the inability to stop these people. Some of the stuff that they've been doing, they've been throwing people in jail. One woman owned a restaurant. She wasn't going to shut down for the COVID thing. So the judge ordered that she spend 91 days in jail, in prison, or pay a $35,000 fine. Now, this is extortion. This is the administrative state, without proper law behind it, going after people. Steve, here's the bottom line. Have people now noticed there is nothing, and I mean absolutely nothing under the sun, that these people will not do to fellow Americans?
Yeah. Well, they were bold enough to steal the election, John. I mean, that was the ultimate. So everything else now is a piece of cake. If you can steal an election, boldfacedly steal an election that you know went the other direction by a huge margin, then everything else is a piece of cake.
Well,
as a matter of fact, this Dr. McCary is now claiming the new evidence for AstraZeneca is 100%. They've gone from 95 to 100% effective. Again, this quack doctor they found replacing Mark Siegel, I guess, and doesn't quite understand what means effective.
You mean even Siegel bailed on Fox?
I don't know if he's gone or they just found a new guy to, because people were probably saying, you know, this Siegel guy, but this guy here is the same narrative as Siegel. But he's now saying AstraZeneca is 100% effective. Effective in what? Prevention?
What does this tell you, Steve? It tells me that they're getting desperate enough that they're willing to top out 100% on their lies because more and more people are resisting this. Yeah. Even without Twitter, without Facebook, and you can imagine many of the YouTube videos. Every once in a while, one will slip by. Depends on how you title it, whatever. But 30,000 videos on COVID-19 alone have been eliminated from YouTube. So the full press lie is on 100%, and everybody's going. Now, understand, when I tell people, everybody's got all their chips pushed in the center of the table, I am not joking, because this has no place left to go. It's either going to work for them, or it's going to blow up horribly in their face, which the indications I see right now is it's doing exactly that.
Yeah, it's kind of unraveling right now. Matter of fact, I've talked about fudging the numbers, you know, the quantitative easing and the markets and Baltic Dry Index, all the numbers they fudge to make themselves look good or downplay the disaster of what's being created here. And I noticed yesterday they're actually fudging the numbers now of the percentage of people that will not take the vaccine. My resources say 41%. That's pretty consistent across the board. 41% people say, I will not take these vaccines. Actually, they're not vaccines. Let's just call them what they are. They're experimental gene therapy. They will not take them. Now, last night, they're claiming only 22% of the population will not take it. Just 22. Again, another number. They're trying to use the domino effect of it's trendy, it's cool, it's hip. Everybody else is coming on board and taking it.
Yeah.
Why don't you take it too?
Yeah.
They've gone from 41 to 22 in one day. It's probably more than 41%, but the point is another number they're tweaking and dumbing down in order to get people to say, okay, well, if it's that good, then it must be a good thing. I'll take it myself. It's not. This is Frankenscience, John. You've talked about it. It's manipulating your DNA, for God's sakes. I had a video last night. I didn't get to play 33 seconds of Anthony Fauci talking about the new trials that are going on with pregnant women and children and teenagers
right.
and adults.
Right.
And talking about starting, there's actually a trial. They're going to use a trial from 6 months old to give the vaccine
I think I played that on my program last Friday.
God.
Yeah.
You're talking about a very weak, immature immune system
yep.
that you're going to put this messenger RNA in, this shot into their body, and it's going to go down to their DNA, and it's going to go haywire on a very immature immune system. John, this is amazing. I know Israel's pushing back right now on the Nuremberg Code. They're going to the international courts. I'm rather surprised that Netanyahu in Israel, the command center there, is targeting their own people. But I guess they have to have a kill zone, too, and they have to eliminate some people. They have bottom feeders, too. But I'm surprised that Israel is actually targeting their own people. And they say now, no jab, no job.
Yep.
Terrible.
This is, I don't want to go into it right now, but corporate America, there's a story on our website as to how exactly corporate America is out there pushing this COVID-19 crap. You know, this isn't coming from your local health official or your local bureaucratic bumbling asshat. No. This is coming from corporate, and they're doing the same thing to managers of their stores and their employees. You will follow the policy of the company or you will be let go. Now, I don't know about you, but that is blackmail. I don't know of any other way to put it. When companies start threatening people to do the obnoxious, the crazy, I mean, what do they expect these employees to do? You know, after a period of time, if you've got people coming into your store, they're as bad as the living dead. They're zombies. Shoot them. You know, I mean, or you're going to lose your job. Okay, fine. I'm gone. You know, Steve, very quietly out there, that's been on the back burner but simmering all this time, here's a Kennedy they forgot to kill, Robert F. Kennedy.
Yeah. Yeah.
He came out, well, let's take this break. He's been all over this autism. He knows where it's coming from. He's been talking about it. And then to throw another couple logs on that fire, now he's on the vaccine, the COVID-19. And what he has to say about the CDC may astound you. Maybe it won't. But you'll hear from Robert F. Kennedy, or at least his words, right after this break.
Is your property a financial burden and causing you grief? Have you tried to sell but can't find buyers? Or are you just too busy to sell your property? Don't worry. We have the right solution for you. We buy properties as is, with cash, close in 30 days, and pay all closing costs. Our service is ideal for property owners who are in pre-foreclosure, have high-end repair costs, experiencing financial hardship, going through costly divorces, are relocating, need cash for retirement, suffering family loss, or have tax liens. Whatever your situation may be, we can help you sell your property and get the money you need. If you own a single-family home or multiple family units, call us for a free consultation at 888-910-1037. That's 888-910-1037. Or visit our website at cashingproperty.com. That's cashingproperty.com. Sell your property fast and leave all your worries behind.
As a listener of RBN, you're surely concerned about being informed and being ready for whatever may come. Please consider the following questionnaire as a soul-jarring wake-up call. If you answer no to more than two of these following questions, you probably aren't going to make it through any major disruption in our country. The questions were compiled by people that have been there. Are you really ready? Do you own your own firearm for the primary defense and protection of you and your loved ones? Have you ever been professionally trained to stand against life-threatening behavior? Have you ever practiced enough to fire 500 rounds during a 2 to 4 day time frame, day and night? Can you load, unload, fire, and clear a jam in total darkness? Have all the adults in your household been professionally trained? Are you, life and death, comfortable with your abilities with pistol, revolver, shotgun, and rifle? Are you aware that everything that you do to prepare for an emergency is a waste of time, money, and energy? If you haven't honed your abilities to their highest level to protect and keep what you have, do you have the repair parts that will most likely be needed for each of your firearm, and do you have the ability to install those parts? Could you completely clean every firearm you own? Are you aware that your body won't go where your mind hasn't been? In other words, without proper training, followed by regular practice, you probably will not win a gunfight. Well, how did you measure up? Take the once-in-a-lifetime opportunity to start correcting your deficiencies by receiving your Commander Lifetime Membership with Front Sight Firearms Training Facility. A one-time donation to RBN for $500 will give you a Commander Lifetime Membership at Front Sight as a tremendously huge thank-you bonus.
$500 gets you two Commander memberships at Front Sight. $500 for two Commander memberships. Give one to whomever you would like.
If you be my bodyguard, I can be your long-lost pal. I can call you Betty, Betty, when you call me, you can call me out.
Let this thought remain in the back of your mind as I relate this to you. Three words, conflict of interest. Robert F. Kennedy Jr. claims the CDC owns patents on at least 57 different vaccines and profits $4.1 billion per year in vaccination sales. According to RFK Jr., the CDC is not an independent government agency, but is actually a subsidiary of Big Pharma. GreenMediaInfo.com reports Mr. Kennedy told EcoWatch, quoting, "The CDC is a subsidiary of the pharmaceutical industry. The agency owns more than 20 vaccine patents and purchases and sells $4.1 billion in vaccines annually." Now, I've been around a long time to know that vaccine claims have to be checked and rechecked. And since this is a very old claim, one that I would like to be able to state if it weren't true, I decided to review it. I'm fortunate to have as one of my partners in advocacy fellow autism parent Mark Blacksill, an intellectual property expert who's been employed by billion-dollar corporations to manage their patents. Blacksill was the man who found out that HHS, through the NIH, owns patents on the HPV vaccines and receives a percentage of the profits for each dose of Gardasil and Cervarix, administered anywhere in the world. He published the stunning revelation in a detailed three-part expose entitled A License to Kill. When I contacted Blacksill to ask how to run a patent search, he was kind enough to do it for me. He found 57 granted U.S. patents with the CDC listed as an assignee. Now, upon cursory review of the patents, I found that one did not seem applicable to vaccination, but merely referenced an article on vaccination. That leaves us with 56 CDC patents to scrutinize. And he says, here's what I found. There are CDC patents applicable to vaccines for flu, rotavirus, hepatitis A, HIV, anthrax, rabies, dengue fever, West Nile virus, group A strep, pneumococcal. The meningococcal. Thank you. Yep. RSV, gastroenteritis, Japanese encephalitis, SARS, Rifelli fever. I haven't even heard of that. And chlamydophila pneumoniae. I don't even know what the hell that is. Now, there is a CDC patent for nucleic acid vaccines for the prevention of flavivirus infection, which has application in vaccines for Zika, West Nile, dengue, tick bone encephalitis virus, yellow fever, Palm Creek virus, and Parramatta River virus. Whatever the hell that is. CDC also has several patents for administrating various shots via aerosol delivery system for vaccines. There's a CDC patent on a process for vaccine quality control by quantifying proteins in a complex preparation of una or multivalent commercial or research vaccine preparations. There's a CDC patent on a method for producing a model for evaluating the antiretrovirus effects of drugs and vaccines. CDC has a patent for companies who want to test their respiratory system, the applicable vaccine, on an artificial lung system. If a vaccine maker is concerned that their vaccine might contain human rhinovirus, the CDC has a patent on a process for determining if such contamination exists. They have a patent on an assay to assist vaccine makers in finding antigen-specific antibodies. They hold a patent that provides vaccine makers with a method of reducing the replicative fitness of a pathogen to de-optimize codons, asserting that pathogens and de-optimized codons can be used to increase the whatever the hell that is. Now, they even have patents to cover vaccines for animal illnesses, fowl pox, seal pox virus, canary pox virus, dog flu, and monkey cancer. Oh, isn't that wonderful? Now, does this seem like a public health agency making independent vaccine recommendations or a private company with an impressive portfolio to which one might look for an investment opportunity?
Yep. Now, Steve, I'll take door B.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's exactly what you're looking at here. I'm glad you mentioned that because, yeah, you know, if they're not hitting us up to take these unnecessary medications and vaccines, then they're actually going after animals and in a number of ways. And I'm glad you mentioned that because my little dog had an accident there, a little spinal cord injury pinch. And he's kind of, his back legs are kind of dragging. But my niece, actually my cousin, my other cousin down in Florida, who is a veterinarian, and I talked to her and get this. I was investigating the idea of using CBD oil on my dog and getting away from the pills, the anti-inflammatory pills, corticosteroids for a dog. They had a lot of bad side effects over time. And this is what I was told, that a pharmacist, a DMV, a vet, cannot recommend cannabis oil, hemp oil, CBD oil for a pet because they could lose their licensure over it.
Well,
it's about the Benjamins, John.
We have on our website, republicbroadcasting.org, an actual CDC government document that I will tell you about after this break.
To the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Have you been looking for a trusted long-term storable food company? We have a solution for you.
Simply Clean Foods is dedicated to providing the best quality food you can buy next to fresh from a farmer's market. Our line of resealable fruits, vegetables, and meats are suitable for everyday use, and you won't have to worry about throwing away valuable groceries ever again. Our food is completely GMO-free, and our stringent quality controls, plus testing for heavy metals, makes us unique in the storable foods market. Simply Clean Foods' primary focus is to bring clean food to people all around the world and change the way we look at freeze-dried food in our daily cooking. When you purchase from simplycleanfoods.net, not only will you be receiving high-quality food, but you will also be supporting veterans in need across the country and those who are affected by natural disasters. Right now, Amazon Prime members will receive fast two-day shipping. Go to simplycleanfoods.net. That's simplycleanfoods.net. But do it today.
Hey gang, Patrick Slattery here with an important message that is pertinent to anyone who shops for groceries, eats food, or just has an inquisitive mind like myself. What I'm about to introduce you to is a segment of our food culture that has been kept so low profile to the American public that virtually no one is aware of how dominant it is on our refrigerator and cupboard shelves. What I'm talking about is the kosher certification industry and the new app, Koshertified, that delivers a comprehensive education on all aspects regarding this little-known practice. After reviewing this app, I found that it is useful for practically anyone who purchases food, regardless of their religious faith or identity. Its database of products not kosher certified is a win-win convenience for all food-conscious people. So why not check out thekosherquestion.com or click on the link at nationalbugle.com and see how modifying your grocery shopping with the Koshertified app can make a huge difference for your future.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855, the number 2, keep it today.
This is an actual CDC.gov. We have the source on the story. It is posted. Excuse me, the Mexican lawn care people are here.
I can hear them.
Jeez, old Pete. At any rate.
Is there one white guy out there in that group?
No.
With the lawn care?
No.
Not one?
No.
Yeah,
no.
That's too bad.
And it's called Urban Dirt. That's okay. The name of the company. Would you like their phone number?
No.
At any rate, this document presents considerations from the perspective of the U.S. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, which just referred to the aforementioned, we are compromised, so don't believe anything that comes out of our face. The shielding approach in humanitarian settings as outlined in guidance documents focused on, ready for it, camps, displaced populations, and low-resource settings. This approach has never been documented and has raised questions and concerns about humanitarian partners who support response activities in these settings. The purpose of the document is to highlight potential implementation challenges of shielding approach from the CDC's perspective and guide thinking around implementation in the absence of empirical data. Now, did that last sentence make any sense to you whatsoever?
No.
All right. Considerations are based on current evidence known about the transmission and the severity of the coronavirus. Yeah, we know the severity of the coronavirus, and we know that you're full of monkey milk. And they may need to be revised as more information becomes available. Well, what's the shielding approach? It aims to reduce the number of severe COVID-19 cases by limiting contact between individuals at higher risk of developing severe disease. They put it in the high-risk category. And the general population, low risk, high-risk individuals would be temporarily relocated to safe or green zones. Funny they should use that term. Established at the household, neighborhood, camp, sector, or community level, depending on the context and setting. They would have minimal contact with family members and other low-risk residents. Current evidence indicates that older adults and people of any age who have serious underlying medical conditions are at higher risk for severe illness from COVID-19. Now, in theory, shielding may serve its objective to protect high-risk populations from disease and death. However, implementation of the approach necessitates strict adherence. A summary of the shielding approach described by Favis is shown, and you can go to the website, folks, republicbroadcasting.org, and get all this. And they go into this. And here, I'll skip past the household and the neighborhood level. We'll go to the camp/sector level. A group of shelters such as schools, community buildings within a camp sector where high-risk individuals are physically isolated together. One entry point is used for exchange of food, supplies, etc. A meeting area is used for residents and visitors to interact while practicing physical distancing. No movement into or outside the green zone. Now, it goes into more of this, but they are actually talking about putting people in camps, Steve.
Yeah.
Here is a private corporation for profit lying to everybody, literally killing people, opening up the door for these wonderful drug companies, which I'm sure they're getting kickbacks from.
Oh, sure.
$4.1 billion a year. Come on, that's small change. Nobody will ever miss it. Go ahead. Shove it in your pocket. Nobody will ever know. I won't tell. Steve, this has gotten to the level of criminality that I have yet to witness. Well, I guess we have now. They are not going to stop, and they think they can do anything they damn well please.
I'm glad you mentioned that, because, again, the numbers we just talked about here, the fudging of the numbers, 22%, first of all, I said it was 41. That's what I read the day before. And ballpark, that's pretty much where it should be, right around 41% saying no. Of course, your military, a third of the military was saying no. That's 33%. So the number itself, where am I going to go with this here? They're talking about herd immunity. When CDC, when Fauci talked about herd immunity, he said if 75% of the population is vaccinated, then you'll have herd immunity and this thing goes away. Well, by his own numbers, by these own phony numbers they're talking about, they've already reached that. So why is there still the strong arming going to take this gene-altering shot? They've already reached their goal. They haven't. That's why the BS number they pulled out of saying that they're 22% have not taken it. Everybody else has taken it.
Mm-hmm.
They're not living up to what they're saying. Again, this is the expert. Anthony Fauci is the expert. If you get 75% of the population, 80% of the population that's vaccinated, then we can stop all this. We can go back to normal living, which is not going to happen. So they can't even live up to the lie that they just told you. They continue on with this mentality. We're all in this together, so everybody must get the shot. They've backed off on the 75%, 80%.
Well, I've got to play this clip, and it's from Tucker Carlson's show, one of the last vestiges, even though Tucker, there are certain things that Tucker's not allowed to talk about. And as we've heard in the past with the, they call it the five, five women prattling on a couch, with as much sincerity as you would have with afternoon tea, describing what this weekend's picnic's menu is going to be about. I mean, I've literally seen it myself where Soros was brought up, and the black host says, "We can't talk about him." Literally, those words. "We can't talk about George Soros. Leave it alone." Well, Tucker Carlson, a guest, was arrested days after appearing on the show. And this is what I'm saying to you, folks. It doesn't matter, good, bad, right or wrong or indifferent, it doesn't matter. They're out to get any conservative voice, anybody that's pushing back against this. Mikey, is my pot open? Thank you.
A couple of nights ago, we spoke to a woman called Marlena Pavlos Hackney. She's a restaurant owner from Michigan. She came on the show to tell us how authorities in Michigan, the governor and the attorney general, were trying to send her to jail for running her business. And she warned us that Americans need to fight against authoritarianism like this, or the United States will come to resemble the country she fled decades ago, communist Poland.
Mm. We, the people, small business owners, like I told you, we have to fight. And I will fight for freedom for American people. And I encourage everyone, business owners, other people, stand up and fight for your freedom before it's going to be taken away.
We have an update for you tonight on that story, and it's a sad one. Marlena Pavlos Hackney is in jail. She was arrested very early this morning, before 6 a.m. by police, taken away in ankle shackles and wrist cuffs. One of the few people in this country who gets up really early to go to work because she really cares, trying her very hardest, and they grabbed her and they sent her away for longer than people who commit gun crimes in Detroit get. We're told she will be in jail for 93 days unless she pays a $35,000 fine, and the Michigan Board of Health deems it safe for her to be released. She's not going to pay. She shouldn't pay. Marlena's restaurant has also been ordered closed until the Michigan State Health Department decides it can open again. By the way, when this happened, the Attorney General of Michigan, who's completely out of control and utterly political, Dana Nessel, issued a press release bragging that she had been arrested, like some dangerous felon had been pulled off the street. The county judge who did this, Rosemary Aquilina, defended the arrest, saying that Pavlos Hackney, quote, has put the community at risk. We're in the middle of a pandemic. By the way, they presented zero evidence that she had any role in the pandemic. None. No scientific evidence whatsoever. But they want you to know that defiance is the real crime. So people can come here from foreign countries, rush the border, sent out with no penalty whatsoever. Whether or not they have COVID doesn't matter. They're not even tested. They go right into your neighborhood. Nobody cares. But if you try your level best, your hardest to run a business and do the right thing, you go to jail. Marlena Pavlos Hackney, remember the name. We wish her well. We hope she gets out soon.
Well, you know, one thought struck me, Steve, as I was listening to that, is here is an immigrant from Poland, former communist bloc country of Russia, to come into this country, take advantage of our freedoms and our liberties and our right to contract and do all of those things. And here she is being thrown in jail. And a reminder to people, I've seen this before, do not let these people take your freedoms away from you.
That's right.
Here in this case, I'm an advocate for this immigrant in this country to remind us about our freedom and liberty, because there seems to be a hell of a lot of people sitting around on their fat little asses doing absolutely nothing about it. Not resisting, not going to their town councils, not contacting the governor's office, not in a threatening way, folks. Let me make this point perfectly clear to everybody. When you use strong language, abusive language, or whatever, they consider that to be a threat. Use your First Amendment, and it should be your First Amendment to call any one of these people publicly on a microphone, a soapbox, and a letter, and a tweet, and a text, and an email, I don't care where. We were never, ever precluded from criticizing our vaunted leaders before. But now you're in the full-blown, we can do anything we want administrative state, and we're here to parcel out your freedoms. You see, because we've kind of converted that freedom and liberty thing to a privilege. and you will do what we say, otherwise we'll pull your privilege away from you. This is what this is boiled down to, Steve.
Yeah, I agree. Rights have turned into privileges, and privileges can be removed or taken away or suspended completely. And that's where we are. We're in some dangerous, charting some dangerous waters right now, John. And I'm really angry over the weekend. I was very angry also at the Republicans. They're now caving in on the whole amnesty thing also.
Sure.
It's turning into a game of political parties saying, well, we want your vote. We'll promise you this. We'll promise you this. So basically, essentially, two parties that are battling it out of who can give the illegals to come into the country, give them something so they can vote for them. But they got the system rigged already with Dominion and Smartmatic. So I'm not sure why you need all these extra people. Don't we have enough homeless people on the streets already to bring in another couple million? Do you really think they'll be absorbed? You think a couple million people can come into a country and just be absorbed and disappear? It's not going to happen.
By the way, Veritas Project, we have an exclusive report on republicbroadcasting.org. I think we're the first ones to put the damn thing out there. Real pictures, and here's a whistleblower. You know, there's a gag order. Our Border Patrol people, and, you know, they've got a gag order. They can't talk to the public. Anybody from the press, any photographers, they're pushing away from the border. Why? Because they don't want you to see what's going on. Well, now you have an opportunity to see it. And this is under JoJo's watch. And, oh, the thing about cages and Donald Trump's keeping them in cages. Well, take a look at the photos. Yeah. They've got the aluminized blankets, and they are laying on cement floors, and it's pretty damn bad. So JoJo, that doesn't want to go down to the border, he's got no need to do that, but he'll go and stump for gun control over some wacko that wanted to kill people that were going to cat houses. Yeah, okay.
Well, you know, this whole situation down the southern border, and it is a crisis.
It is.
They're trying to say it's a humanitarian crisis, which would mean, what do you mean? There's civil wars in these countries that they have to escape the civil war, and we need to help these people? It's nothing like that. This is nothing but self-economics, John. Self-economics. People want to come here for a better life. And then I hear Kamala Harris talking about how America is so racist. Yeah, it's so racist that everybody wants to come here. This woman has no credibility whatsoever. But so they bring these children. They drop them off at the border. And we take them in. Of course, that's the entrance for the mothers and fathers to come much later, because you're not going to foster these children out. You're not going to adopt them out. It's the entrance into this country, and they're using the children to do that, tweaking the heartstrings.
Go to our website, folks, republicbroadcasting.org. Veritas was down on the border. They did live reporting down there. And you want to see what's really going on down there? They've got thousands and thousands of children between the ages of 7 and 17, no parents whatsoever, and they are getting ready to find a way to set them on the streets of America. I guess maybe they are waiting for a parent or parents to show up. If not, I'm sure anybody over the age of 18 that said, yeah, I'll take them. Yeah, they'll take them for a minute, walk away, and then dump them on the street.
Oh, they'll end up in the sex trade, one or the other.
One or the other.
Yep.
We've got callers on board here, Robert in Central Texas. Hello, Robert.
Okay. Good evening, guys.
Hi.
Hey, Robert.
Hey, Steve, I just want to say your second hour of your show, I'm 99.9% on board, and the only reason I'm not 100%, because Keith Rogers was excellent on there and the callers were excellent, because I don't want to become a fanboy.
Yeah, that's all right. Appreciate the comments.
Hey, I got my t-shirt. Love it. Good. Wore it all day today in Temple and Salado. Threw it in the washer. I'm going to wear it tomorrow at the shop. I got the sticker hanging up behind my chair at the shop. Good. So I'm doing what I can that way.
Well, and everybody's hair that you cut, whether they want it or not, slip one of those cards in their shirt pocket or whatever. Make sure they get a card.
I keep them in my drawer. Now, what I want to talk about, and the serious part, is the mask. I told these guys, even when Abbott took the mask off, people have been mind screwed for a year. Yep. This is a crutch now.
Yes, it is.
Another thing I'd like to say, because I know you were a little twisted on your show, is my BS putting up with people's crap meter is pegged.
Mm-hmm.
And my mom sent me a text the other night about getting the shot, and I said it's a death sentence.
Oh my God, it is.
And
it's going to be a lethal injection, is what it's going to be later on. Yeah.
Yeah, and then we kind of got into it, and I told her, I said, remember, the people who want you to have this also did the Tuskegee experiment. They did all these things. And are you going to hold me over?
Yeah, just hang on.
Okay.
512-248-8252. We put out enough information today, Steve. These phones should be blowing off the hook.
Yeah, they should. Yeah,
because the Kennedy they forgot to kill blew the whistle on the CDC.
I was right 30 years ago in warning the world about threatening lab virus outbreaks, AIDS, and Ebola. I was right 20 years ago when FBI Director Robert Mueller made me a suspect in the anthrax mailings because I warned the Bureau before the CIA's biocrime and Cipro sales psyops happened. I was right about COVID-19 being an AIDS-laced mutagen planned to resurge this fall to excuse officials' profitable depopulation globalization agendas. And I was right about the only safeguards being antioxidants and holy spiritual sustenance. Vitamin C, D, zinc, chlorophyll, oxygen, and oxysilver especially transmits the frequency resonance to neutralize the expanded function bioweapon. Oxysilver is a double superconductor of the healing power of love. It is the first nutraceutical invented to amplify prayer power and the faithful loving intention of your heart. Buy, try, and stockpile oxysilver through HealthyWorldStore.com.
Extendivite 7-herb formulation is approved to help maintain cardiovascular health and help lower blood lipid levels in adults. Extendivite is made from hawthorn, garlic, valerian, cayenne, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, and milk thistle. The herbs in Extendivite have been chosen for their ability to help with overall health. Many people have reported improved energy and stamina in just a few months. If you think you could feel just a little bit better, then Extendivite may just be for you. Extendivite is an all-natural supplement. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a two-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Is your property a financial burden and causing you grief? Have you tried to sell but can't find buyers? Or are you just too busy to sell your property? Don't worry. We have the right solution for you. We buy properties as is, with cash, close in 30 days, and pay all closing costs. Our service is ideal for property owners who are in pre-foreclosure, have high-end repair costs, experiencing financial hardship, going through costly divorces, are relocating, need cash for retirement, suffering family loss, or have tax liens. Whatever your situation may be, we can help you sell your property and get the money you need. If you own a single-family home or multiple family units, call us for a free consultation at 888-910-1037. That's 888-910-1037. Or visit our website at cashingproperty.com. That's cashingproperty.com. Sell your property fast and leave all your worries behind.
Back. Robert, go ahead.
Yeah, and I probably lost a friend since 1973. He lost his job during the COVID, and he's getting unemployment, and he's making more than he was doing what he was doing. And he drinks to drink a lot, so he calls me, and he wants to keep going around the same tree all the time. You know how it is.
Mm-hmm.
Well, he called me one night late and was going around a tree and needing a haircut. I ain't had one in a year and all this. And I just called him a stupid man. I said, you are a stupid man. And I hung up the phone on him. So he calls me back and leaves a message and says, hey, I guess you're not going to talk to me anymore. And I sent him a text, and I said, Jimmy, I don't mind talking to you, but I'm tired of talking about your old job. And if you need a haircut, go get one, because the people ain't falling over in the street. Turn your damn TV off and quit living in fear. Yep. That's all you're doing is living in fear.
And, Robert, this is what I've been telling people. It may cost you something. It may cost you a job even. It may cost you friends. It might alienate you from family members. But you know what? At this point in time, I think it's clear what they want to accomplish. We have been accurate in targeting what they are doing and why they're doing it. And if anybody with a half of brain can process a tenth of the information we've put out, you wouldn't have your dumb drunk-ass friend calling you the way he has been.
Right. And you know, it's just that Mark Twain thing. It's easy to fool people. It's hard to convince them that they've been fooled. That's easy.
Yeah.
People don't want to get out of their comfort zones. Can I make a suggestion, though?
Yes.
When we do T-shirts again, can we do them in colors? Because if I wear that white one to the barbecue place, I'll ruin it.
Put a bib on.
And that coin, I believe it was on your show, or it was Keith Rogers' show, that Abraham Accords coin, I did look at that. It's very interesting on the back side of that thing.
You're bringing up stuff I have no knowledge about.
Well, I was either on Steve's show or Keith Rogers' show, and it was very interesting what's on the back of that coin. If you look up Abraham Accord coin, commemorative coin, and just look at what's on the back of it, needles, the Space Force, all kind of stuff.
Well, we had a coin designed. We had a coin designed. It was a silver round, and the front of it looked exactly, and the engraver did an excellent job. I'm surprised the government didn't come after her for infringement on copyright. But it was the Walking Liberty on the front, and on the back, there was a picture of Mr. Hamilton with the quote, "We will rout you vipers out."
And one last thing. Thanks for giving Keith Rogers another hour, because I love his show. I can't listen to it till Mondays, but I love listening to his show.
Well, I appreciate that. Appreciate you saying that. By the way, did the guy that contacted me that wanted to get a haircut by you, did he come in?
Not that I know of, but you can give him my number if you want.
I already did that.
I
did that, and he did not contact you?
Not that I, no.
Interesting. All right, then. Okay. Hey, I appreciate it.
Y'all have a good night.
Okay, you too.
See ya.
All right. I had somebody that contacted me and said, I'm 12 miles from him in Waco. Can I get this guy to cut his hair? So I asked him if it'd be okay to give him his phone number. He said, sure. I gave the phone number, and he never called. I guess the hairy beast doesn't really need a haircut. At any rate, hour two coming up, we'll take all of your calls, much more information coming at you. Stay tuned. We'll be right back after top of the hour break.
Please view, like, and subscribe to our YouTube channel, Stop Terrorism. Please contact us if you or anyone you know who wants to be on our show at thetruthpharmacy@gmail.com. Keep it real. Take the red pill.
So, you love talk radio, then you'll love TalkStreamLive.com. TalkStream Live is always on, 24/7, with the best streaming talk shows. Find your favorite talkers and discover some new ones. It's free, readily available online or on mobile with any smartphone or tablet. Finding your favorite talk shows all in one place has gotten a whole lot easier. Just go to TalkStreamLive.com. Be sure to download the free apps from Google Play or the iTunes App Store.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.